This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on Monumental Sports, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Spent a lot of time talking about Terry McLaurin holding out. If you missed our conversation with Jeremy Fowler from ESPN or our pal Linnell, always grab the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just use the term Sports Junkies. But we wanted to move off the holdout and talk about somebody that we know is going to be there. Second-year quarterback Jaden Daniels and the expectations for Jaden. It's funny because he set the bar so high, people worry about the sophomore slump. But yesterday, I saw, you know, we have ESPN on the background, and one of the topics was, would Bo Nix have a sophomore jump? And, you know, we've kind of kicked that around. Jaden Daniels could have a sophomore jump. Mm. Here's what Coach Quinn said about some expectations for Jaden in year two.
I think more growth. And one thing I've learned over the year from Jaden, and there's no limits on him, you know, because this is somebody that absolutely is a savage from a work standpoint and just absolutely puts it in. So the skill work, the techniques, the knowledge of the offense, all of those things are going to be enhanced. And he's thrown himself an excellent offseason. We had a good conversation on the phone just the other night, chopping it up about the team, the summer, the offseason. And you can feel his energy. And just walking out here, you know, when you walk into our building, there's a lot of energy with our team. And he's right in the middle of all that. But I would never count him out or, you know, put him, mistake him for not doing anything other than absolutely emptying the tank to go for it.
Man, he loves him some Jaden Daniels.
I love that term, savage.
Yeah,
I love that.
You were saying that you thought that Dan Quinn looked uncomfortable because he was crossing his arms.
These guys love each other.
He always does that though.
Okay.
I mean, he was like this.
Okay.
He does that.
It's also just a move that people do when they're a little uncomfortable, but
yeah,
okay.
I was noticing it when I was watching the sports during the break, and he does cross his arms when he sits at the podium.
Like I think the Jaden thing, yeah, man, barring injury, I do expect growth. It doesn't mean that there won't be, like, you could play better golf and score worse, like I think he's gonna be a better quarterback this year than last year.
Gonna have some tougher opponents. But if you look at his first half of the season versus the second half of the season, he exploded in the passing game in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely exploded. You know, I remember you throwing out the let Jaden cook, and yeah, he really did after that.
Right.
Now, for him to cook to his maximum capacity, he needs Terry McLaurin to throw the ball to. That's a mm-hmm. huge factor.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get him signed. Let's get him in camp.
And he
because
needs,
I don't love him throwing more balls to Jalen Lane and Noah Brown. I like him throwing a lot of balls to Terry McLaurin.
I know. It's almost impossible and to have Debo. These conversations without talking about Terry.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me the Adam Schefter, I'm sure you guys saw it too, tweet from a year ago that when Ayuk held in, that the deal he ultimately signed was the same deal they had on the table day one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like, literally didn't gain a penny. Allegedly.
Yeah.
It was 4 years, 120, whatever the guarantee was, and it stayed that way, and eventually he signed it.
Well, from hearing Jeremy Fowler that was on with us in the last hour, it sounds like there's at minimum a $5 million per year
gap
between what Terry's camp wants and what the Commanders are willing to pay.
Yeah, I think he knows. He just didn't want to say it. I think it's pretty obvious.
That sounds like the minimum of the gap. It could be wider.
Like, it could be.
Yeah, it sounds
like
the minimum.
That's if Terry's only asking for $30 million.
Yeah.
Like, if he's asking for $32.5 million, then the gap's wider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is kind of scary.
But you would think if he wants 30 and Adam's offering 25, all right, right there in the middle, 28.
We'll see if they can get to that number. I don't know. I don't know if that would be enough for Terry to sign.
But Fowler basically said, you know what, I'm not concerned at all. Right. It'll get done.
At some point.
He said he'd be concerned if it was week one and something wasn't done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's way down
the
road.
He's saying it's early.
Yes.
I just want Jaden throwing the ball to 17.
But I just do think that
I think he will be.
I do think that Terry is prideful. And it might be hard for him to accept not much movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know, man. But getting back to Jaden, Kai mentioned that I think Quinn talked about it yesterday or whatever, that one of the things they saw, like Sanistril and Jaden showed growth in their first year. What's going to be exciting is going to be see guys like McCaffrey, Sinnott, who we, you know, you saw some, but their growth from those guys
take a
this
next
year.
Step.
Yeah, and he mentioned Sinnott yesterday during the opening presser as a guy that he saw definite strides from during this offseason.
And they've been made allusions to Sinnott just like not feeling like comfortable and just kind of like it was a little bit of an overwhelming mm-hmm. thing to go from the college.
And you can understand that
to the pro level.
Takes a while to acclimate for some guys longer than others.
A big adjustment for him. I do think that hopefully in a good way that we're sleeping on Luke McCaffrey
mm-hmm.
because he's only played receiver a little bit. He's got the unreal bloodlines. You've seen flashes. I just have, you know, he's a hard worker. I just think there might be, and again, don't get carried away. I'm not saying he's going to have some 70 catch year, but like he could maybe really
step into that number four role.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, I don't know. What do you have? 15 catches? Maybe go to like 35 or something. You know what I mean? Like couple a game and just like really be a bigger impact, make a couple really impactful plays this season.
I think it'll be interesting to see the impact of Debo Samuel to the lineup. Let's assume Terry comes back. I think we all think he'll be playing in week one.
I'm convinced Debo is going to be an absolute monster.
That Debo's going to be out there. And then how Cliff Kingsbury treats the offense in year two. Going back to what I said earlier, weeks one through eight, halfway through the season, Jaden Daniels has 7 touchdown passes. Weeks 9 through 17, he ends up with 25. So 18 touchdown passes in the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember who it was who threw out this comparison, and they were comparing Jaden Daniels. They were like, if you mixed Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, that's Jaden Daniels.
It's a pretty good mix, pretty good cocktail if you mix those two quarterbacks. Totally. And take their skill set.
So he could be a 30-touchdown pass guy.
Yeah, it could be. It'll be interesting to see what effect Tunsil and let's see what Connerly. I mean, they draft Connerly. He's only a first-year guy. But they certainly needed to improve the offensive
line. He's a first-year guy, but I fully expect him to be starting week one
at right tackle. Yeah, so you're going to have presumably two stud tackles. Mm-hmm. Now, Connerly's a rookie, so he may struggle against some better edge guys, but that certainly will help. It'll help the run game and the pass game.
Connerly might be more of a project than we realize.
He might be.
He looks so baby-faced.
He might be.
I don't know.
And look, rookies will struggle. I know that.
Yeah.
But he's a first rounder. They love him.
Yeah. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to D Woods. D, what's up, man?
D.
What's up, fellas? How are you all?
What's up, man?
It's all Woods.
It's all Woods. Hey, so I was listening to the last segment, right? And I'm not really an Ozzy Osbourne fan. So I really wasn't tuned in, but I love the junks. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I had it playing in the background.
Thank you.
And something perked up my ears is when EB said that he's not going to look presentable for the mayor.
I think I look presentable now. I think I look presentable now. I think I look presentable now.
The mayor of the most powerful city in America. You have to. You can't come in a Cornell hoodie. We love the kids. We're proud of them. Don't come in a Cornell hoodie. Don't come in a t-shirt with the neck all strung out. You have to have on at least a polo tomorrow. No hat.
Let me tell you something.
Definitely wearing a hat. I'm sorry about that.
I've never done that.
You can't wear a hat.
Yeah.
If
Trump came in here, I'd wear a hat.
All right. I know. It's been 30 years. I can't think of a guest.
I'm not
guest.
Getting up and taking a shower and putting stuff in my hair. I ain't doing that.
I can't think of a guest in 30 years I've dressed up for.
You have to. She's the mayor of D.C. You have to have some respect for her office.
I do. I'll be very respectful.
You'll realize how powerful she is when her security team sweeps that whole building tomorrow. You have to show some respect for the fact she's the mayor.
I have respect for her. I have respect for the office.
Don't have one. I love Surfside. I drink Surfside every day. No Surfside hoodies tomorrow, okay?
He's going to wear socks and slides tomorrow.
Come on, fellas. Pull it together. Look presentable, okay? Yeah,
it's never.
All right, but I am going to wear a hat. Sorry.
Drabber up a great point. You dress nicer going to Norbeck than you would for the mayor.
100%.
Well, of course.
Well, he has to.
But hold on. But I'm not dressing up for the mayor. I'm dressing up for work. Like, I'm dressing up what I always wear to work. But we've had 1,000 guests in studio. I honestly don't think I've ever dressed up for one. For a guest?
That's not true. I've told you guys you've had
for
to
who?
Wear. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I told you before, don't wear logos
it's
tomorrow.
It's a few times where
like,
it drives
goofy
like,
clothes.
Clean it up a little bit.
Maybe for a picture or something.
You think there's not going to be pictures? Is they're going to have videographers here? They've already swept the building. They've already been here, done a full tour. They know exactly how many feet it is from the elevator to the studio, probably.
What time is she coming in?
9 a.m.
Kicks her to wear his Eddie t-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, I will forego my Iron Maiden t-shirt, my collection.
I just
tomorrow.
Feel like a big phony.
My stomach isn't feeling real good.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You should do the show that you're in charge. Fart in front of her.
Yeah, that's
power play move.
That's more my move. That's more my move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Just to be myself.
Maybe. Then wear a Redskins polo or something.
I threw all that stuff out.
Yeah, that's my vision. Yeah. We all come in tomorrow wearing Redskins
Commander's gear.
No, Redskins gear. Go get your old school jersey. I mean, get the Joe Theismann out of the closet.
Oh, so wear jerseys and not a nice polo?
I can wear my Crick jersey.
You want to do that bit? I can.
It'd be kind of a good bit.
I could work myself up to that. We all wear Redskin stuff. I know I have jerseys.
I've got one.
We know that she's cool if they change the name back to Redskins, as long as they're playing at RFK. She's cool with the name change. We know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even the city council guys are all saying they don't care about the name.
You can
call them the Washington Dum-Dums, and as long as they're playing at RFK,
almost
she's fine.
Almost $3 billion makes you a little flexible on the name change.
Yeah, of course.
As it should. Money talks.
Of course. I just listen. If everyone is there, they're all in a tizzy. I'm not gonna. You know, I'll wear a golf shirt or something. But it's not something that would ever occur to me, ever, to wear something different. We're on television and we dress like this.
Right.
Yep.
You know.
This is who we are.
I'm super serving the sponsor.
Yeah, we like that. That's a great thing.
Wear your Black Sabbath gear tomorrow.
I mean, it just would never occur to me to do that. All right, let's go to Jason. Jason, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, I'm just listening in on this right now, and that last caller giving, you know, EB crap for his dress code and everything. Mm-hmm. I work at a fancy steakhouse downtown, and mm-hmm. we've had the mayor come in multiple times, and mm-hmm. she comes in wearing Crocs. We have a strict dress code. She doesn't give a crap about that.
Yeah, I mean, my guess is she doesn't care either. Yeah.
No,
we've had her on the phone.
She just wants to put out her message.
Hold on, the mayor wears Crocs?
You saw her wearing Crocs.
I mean, Crocs are fine, but like I wouldn't expect the mayor
to be wearing
them.
I would never wear Crocs.
No, it was Vinny. It was Vinny over there.
Hey, it's I need a ribeye, medium rare. I hope you guys don't discriminate against Crocs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that she's caught up in that sort of thing either, to be honest with you. She doesn't strike me as that way.
Yeah, well, she doesn't. Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to guess. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess Mayor Bowser is not wearing Crocs.
Didn't I see
in here tomorrow?
She's the one that supersedes the dress code. She's so silly, she doesn't need to wear the goofy clothes in there. You guys are the ones supposed to be paying respect to the office.
I pay respect by my attitude, by my way I handle myself. But I also think we're kind of a big silly.
You are.
Yeah.
You're not...
the mayor?
You're a morning DJ. I mean, you've had a nice career.
As Cakes always says, what are we one step above?
I don't know.
We're one step above carnival barkers and just barely above them.
I get that, but...
Like, we're on one of the lowest rungs of media entertainment.
It'd be hard to argue. I mean,
just make sure someone texts me if you're going to wear Skins jerseys.
Okay,
I'll be honest with you.
We'll be sure to text you.
I'm not wearing a Skins.
All right, you're not. All right, so I'm not either. All right.
Maybe I'll put on a golf shirt. They require me to change.
Why don't you wear?
What do you mean change? Don't you change in the morning? No, don't you
I
get
wore,
up?
I wore this. I wore this shirt. I put a brand new. I took a shower right before I went to bed. I put this T-shirt on. The only thing I did is then I grabbed this thing because it's freezing in here. this Under Armour hoodie thing, whatever it is. It's not even a hoodie. Pullover. Yeah. Were you staring at me for that? Were you staring
well,
at me?
You're acting like it's tough to change. You're like, oh, I have to change. I mean, I assume you change in the morning.
I do not.
All right.
Take a shower before bed. Get up. Put something with slip-ons so that I don't have to tie shoes.
You actually wear like the you wore that T-shirt to bed last night?
And this sweatpants.
That's
so funny. It just makes me laugh.
You wonder why you don't sleep well.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, you're sleeping with sweatpants. It's like proven to sleep better, you should be cold.
Do you sleep with socks on every night?
It's freezing in my
room. Do you sleep with socks on every night?
Every night.
I don't know how you
do that. Remember he does the tuck in bit?
I would rather
put the socks over his
sweatpants. Rather be dead than try to sleep with socks on my feet ever.
If I sleep with socks, I am so sick. It only happens if I have like 103 temperature.
I could be in a tent in Antarctica. I'm with you. 50 degrees below zero.
You're not wearing socks.
And I'm not wearing socks in my sleeping bag.
I wish I was this amenable to that as you. I get cold.
I understand.
Delicate ecosystem.
You have your own ecosystem. I have mine.
Yeah, I get cold.
I get it.
Yeah. Fuck. I don't like being cold.
Understood. I don't like being hot.
And the bit which you should do is, now that everybody's challenging your dress code, is to come in a three-piece suit.
Hey, yeah, you know what? How much are you to wear a tuxedo?
Just go over the top?
Yeah.
First of all, I don't own a tuxedo.
Rent a tuxedo.
No. I can't. That's just too much.
You gotta draw a line.
I think I own a tux.
Do you?
I think so.
I think Drabby owns a tux.
I think the last time I had that dancing event, I had to get a tux.
Ugh. Dancing event. That makes my blood,
big decision every morning curdle. Is not what I'm going to wear. It's what hat I'm going to wear.
It's very important.
Everything else is just already wearing it. I mean, I guess.
Silly Purple Hearts. So you're serving a sponsor too.
Yeah. Mike Mars so distraught he didn't
all
get
I
one.
All I have to pick out is what slip on type of shoe I'm going to wear.
Yeah.
And what hat.
I'm thinking of that. How the hell did he get a hat? He didn't even play in the Purple Heart.
He wasn't even there.
I was out there boots on the ground. He didn't get one.
He wasn't even on the premises.
That's crazy.
He couldn't find 1757 with the GPS.
His boots were off the ground.
I know where that is.
Speaking of hats, man, I can't get this silly Bucky's hat off my head, man. This is about to be glued to my head.
You're getting your money's worth. I like that.
Yeah.
He loves Bucky's.
Bucky's.
All right, got to take a break. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.